Hi, this is a dictation for Bassam Doha, BASSAMDOHA. Date of birth is 4/11/64. Date of accident 8/25/2024. Date of service 12/11/2025. The patient reports severe headaches, pain in the neck, lower back, both shoulders, both knees to the tune of 9. Radiation of pain are reported in both arms, front and back, up to the elbow, and left leg in the front and the back, up to the knee. Patient has difficult time lifting the arm beyond 100 degrees and has a difficult time climbing stairs and is in misery of severe pain. ADLs are affected 9 and pain level is usually 9. 40 to 50% relief is reported by the patient. Please review the record for ADL for system review, additional issues, substance abuse, as well as compliance histories. In the physical examination, blood pressure is 194/158, pulse is 640, pulse ox is 98. And the rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit of 10/27/2025, dictation number 1030-044. Plan is to provide the patient injection to both the knees intra-articular, both shoulders intra-articular, and bilateral supraspinatus and infraspinatus injections that are being done. In addition, patient will continue his physical therapy and a chiropractic treatment, laser treatment to the affected area of neck, lower back, both shoulders, and both knees. Patient is advised an MRI for both the knees to see if there is a meniscus damage. For TBI, he is referred to a neuropsych evaluation for treatment and therapy and evaluation. He is being referred to orthopedic surgery to both the shoulders and both knees. Counseling is also ordered for this patient. Regarding the procedure, today the procedure is intra-articular injection of the left knee, intra-articular injection of the right knee, intra-articular injection of the right shoulder, intra-articular injection of the left shoulder, injection of the tendon of supraspinatus and infraspinatus bilateral. The procedures are being done according to the protocol. 5 cc injection of dexamethasone with morphine was injected to each area and needle was withdrawn completely. 5 cc syringe on a 1¼-inch long needle, gauge 25, was used. No excess bleeding was reported. Patient tolerated the procedure very well. The medical indications for the knee are based for history of long-term pain for last 4 months with no relief. Patient is unable to walk. Physical findings are positive for meniscus injury, and that is why the injections are being done to provide relief. Regarding the shoulder, patient has a MRI that are positive for damage to the shoulder that show near full thickness tear of the supraspinatus tendon of the left shoulder, infraspinatus tendinopathy, and interstitial tear in the interior F. Subscapularis tendon inflammation is reported. Even biceps tendon is inflamed. Bursa fluid is reported, and fluid in the glenohumeral joint is reported. Injection to the left shoulder intra-articular and to supraspinatus, infraspinatus, and subscapularis are indicated to help relieve the inflammation. In the right shoulder, patient was found to have a complete tear of the proximal biceps tendon, glenohumeral and acromioclavicular arthrosis, small subacromial subdeltoid bursitis, fraying of the labrum, edemas, thickening of the inferior glenohumeral ligaments. The injection was provided to help in the into the area of of intra-articular right shoulder and supra and infraspinal tendons were injected. 5 cc's of dexamethasone was again injected. To the supraspinatus and infraspinatus, only 3 cc's was given on both sides of dexamethasone with Marken mixture. Thank you.